All right, let's, I want to look first at Romans, in Romans chapter 8, and looking at one verse, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know, we said that for us, this is going to be the year of what? Manifestation. This is going to be the year of manifestation. And I'm glad about it. Praise God. Okay. And then the last time I was talking to you about a covenant of increase. A covenant of increase. Let's go over to Psalm, please, in Psalm chapter 115. Psalm chapter 115. Now, the reason why I'm giving you this is because you are under a covenant of increase. And for us to really get the job done that God wants us to do in this earth as His children, as believers, we're going to have increase thinking. We're going to have increase thinking. Look what it says here. And this is Psalm 115 and verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Now, he didn't say he's going to increase you if the economy is good. If we don't need a bailout. He said that his covenant promise to the believer, to his people, to his children, is that he will increase you more and more, you and your children. So what we said and talked about last time is that increased thinking is a kind of a thinking that you and I are to develop. That if we're going to finish the work that God has called us to do, you and I should be thinking increase. Now, you think about a church, for example, and how we started out, and we started out at Lake and Pulaski, and in just teaching with a very small group in this small storefront church. And then we began to grow and outgrew that and went up on Madison Street in Forest Park. And then we began to grow and went to another place. But each time was increase. Each time more and more people were hearing the Word of God and they were expanding not only in their lives personally, but the ministry physically was expanding in terms of numbers and the things that we were able to accomplish, the things we were able to do. We started the Joseph School of Business. We bought a mall, a shopping mall, providing jobs, so forth and so on. So it's a lot of things that we have done. But those things didn't come without the right kind of thinking. Because there is a scripture that in Proverbs chapter 23. Would you come on over there with me, please? Proverbs chapter 23. And in Proverbs chapter 23, that's just right after the book of Psalm. In Proverbs chapter 23, it says in verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. There are a lot of people who started in a storefront and are still in a storefront. Okay? Now, let's translate that over to your life. Your life in terms of you increasing and increasing in every area of your life. It might be your marriage, that you're increasing in your relationship with your husband or wife. That might be whatever it is, there's increase going on in your life. And when we say that increase, we're not just talking about money. We're talking about the parts of your life that God has worked redemption in, that he wants you and I to increase in those lives. Even when you read Mark chapter 4, if you read, come on over Mark chapter 4, please. That's in the New Testament. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. All right? In Mark chapter 4, we see here where the sower sows the word. That's verse 14. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. So this word was sown on soil that was hard. So the word really couldn't go in. But as a result of that, the enemy came to steal that word. And so there was no increase. And then likewise, sown on stony ground, so forth and so on. And these, and if you go on down to verse 18, these are they which are sown among thorns. And the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lots of other things, enter in, choke the word, no increase. But then in verse 20 it says, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold, each time of increasing. So when I read that, I'm looking at increase. I'm looking at increase. I see increase in this scripture. Now, you might just see 30, 60, 100-fold. I don't see that. I see increase. And the reason why I see increase is because I've sown the seed of increase in my thinking. So when I think and see things, I'm thinking increase. If you will look back over in Matthew's gospel and Matthew chapter 15, please. Now, we went through some of this last time, and I want to make sure that you see this. Matthew chapter 15. And look what it says in verse 12. Then came his disciples and said to him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they had heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be what? Rooted up. He said, let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if blind lead the blind, both will fall into the ditch. Now, what we said about this is that everything in our lives that God has not planted, he has plans to root it out. Now, what am I talking about, everything in our lives? I'm saying that the enemy used the same process to sow things in our lives to keep us from increase as God uses to sow in our lives to make us increase. He used the same process of a seed. And he sowed things in our lives that went down into our subconscious, into our spirit, and those things began to grow in our lives. And when they start growing in our lives, they then begin as a tree to produce. They begin to produce what they said. So whatever it was that was sown in our lives, it is producing. It is producing. So let's go back to a scripture. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4, please. Proverbs chapter 4. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. One of the things I want to say is that if you're not increasing, perhaps the image of increase is not in your life. And that is a violation of your covenant. Is this all right if we talk about this? If you are not increasing, see, a tree is known by its fruit. If I want to know what the root is, all I have to do is look at the fruit. If I have an apple, I can guarantee you it's an apple tree. There is not ever an apple tree growing oranges, producing oranges. Am I right about it? So the fruit is the manifestation of what is in the root. The root is that which is unseen, which is the tree or the image in our lives. The fruit is what comes from the root. So if you're not increasing, it's because the root of increase is not in your life. Now, you may have been coming to church and shouting about you're going to be a millionaire. But if you're at the same place next year as you are this year, then your fruit don't match your root. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying that what you need to do is you need to do some work on the root. You need to do some work on it. Now, this is not only for me. I'm not trying to do something for me. This is for you as well. God wants you to increase because increase becomes a principle. It becomes a principle that everything in your life that God has planned through his redemption is going to increase. You start out at a certain point and you increase. You start out with some thoughts. Then God increases you in your revelation knowledge or whatever have you. You start out in your business. God increases you. That increase is working in there. There are a lot of people that are still in a storefront church. They're still right there. They've been there. I even tried to take some people who were with us, and God bless them. But when we moved to Madison Street, all of a sudden they wanted to stay back. They said, we don't think God wants us to move into another location. I said, well, wait a minute. God gave it to me. I'm the pastor. He told me. But that didn't make any difference. Now, what is the difference between that and people who came out of Egypt into the wilderness and Moses was going to try to take them into Canaan? But they didn't think that it was God's will for them to go in there. Matter of fact, they said, let us make us another pastor. That's what they said over in Numbers chapter 14. So it's interesting how people don't want to move. But because that image inside of them. Now, I want you to see this because we put it on the government. We put it on everybody, but what we need to do is say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Look what it says here in verse 23. Keep thine heart with all what? Diligence. Keep going, for out of it are the what? Are the issues of life. If you look that word up in the Hebrew, it says, out of it are the forces of life, out of it are the boundaries of life, out of it are the borders of your life. So the borders of your life come from your heart. They come from the very inside of you, that part that is invisible. That's where the borders of your life come from. That's why when you try to take people beyond that, that's why systems break down. People get mad at you, so forth and so on. Because inside there is written a comfort zone. And if you bring them out of that comfort zone, then they either got to get back in that comfort zone or many times they'll begin to complain and murmur and so forth and so on until they get back to their comfort zone. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because God's plan for you is to increase. And God wants to do something with you. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians, please, and chapter 8. 2 Corinthians and chapter 8. Hallelujah. And look what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let me know when you get there. Verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be poor. Okay? This is saying, I misread that on purpose, because I wanted to see you fight back. You follow what I'm saying? I want to see something rise up in you when something's trying to steal your rights to be rich. Now, what does rich mean? It means abundantly supplied. That God wants everyone in the sound of my voice to be rich. It means abundantly supplied. There are people that if you say that God wants a Christian rich, they immediately react to it. Why? programming. Oh, that's one of those prosperity preachers. Well, why don't you tell Paul that? Because he preached it right here. He said that God wants you rich. Let's look at what David preached. Come on over to Psalm 112, please. I want to increase you. I want to get you on the path of increase, because you need to be better off next year than you are this year. Because who's to say what's going to happen with that economy out there? But God has a plan for you. I don't care if the economy goes up or down or sideways. God wants you to be a certain way. Let's look at it. Psalm chapter 112. Have you got it? Say, praise the Lord. It says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is a man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be what? Blessed. And what will happen? Wealth and riches shall be where? Whose house? All right. Now, next year this time, I don't want you to be at the same place you were this time, because right now I'm not sure that wealth and riches are in your house. Now, this is God's plan for you now. Now, this folks, get away, because I want to teach you something now. Get away from the idea that you have to earn a living. That's not the idea. That's wrong thinking. That you have to earn a living. Not you. Because you've been redeemed. Now, once you were redeemed, now, I didn't say don't work. Did I say don't work? Okay. I said that you are... You are in a category that you are no longer working for a living. How many of you worked for your salvation? Okay, no hands. Just like you didn't work for your salvation, you don't have to work for a living. Now, I want to clear this up. I just want to show you some things here now. Now, stay with me. Suppose God tells you, now, let's just say you're in the army of the Lord. Do you believe that you're in the army of the Lord? Let's say you're a kingdom citizen. Do you believe you're a kingdom citizen? All right. You are in this earth as a Christian. On assignment. That's why you get people say, well, go to the church of your choice. That is not in that Bible. It says the Spirit of God will send you where you're supposed to go. Now, just like he does that, he also tells you where to work. You stay with me now, that God is strategically placing you in a place where not only your gifting can be developed, but that you can be a platform for changing society. Now think about it now. So God tells me to come to Chicago. I tell God I got $200. God said, go to Chicago. Now, we came, but he had a place for us, a home for us, da-da-da-da-da. Look at what he's done with it. Now, I am on assignment. Watch this. And so are you. Got it? Now, if God tells you, I want you to be a school teacher, and I want you to go down to such and such a school or this particular neighborhood or whatever have you, and I want you to work in that school there. And you tell God, well, wait a minute, God, they're not paying that much money down there. You follow what I'm saying? Now, what do you think God's going to say? He doesn't care. doesn't care, because that school is not your paymaster. It was your paymaster when you were a slave. But now you've been redeemed, set free, and that whatever is not your paymaster. Now, I'm telling you what I had to get over. Because when we came up to Madison Street, half the people stayed back, and I looked at the people, I said, Lord, now how am I going to make it? I got this rent to pay, I got someone and so forth, and he asked me, who are you looking at? You see, I had gotten my eyes off my paymaster and put my eyes on Joe. And Joe was broke. The school system broke. You just don't know it. My God shall supply all your needs. Hey, wait a minute. Say amen to this. Now, God's way of meeting the needs of his people is through sowing and reaping. I'm going to say it again. Because you got to switch systems. God's way of meeting the need of his people is through sowing and reaping. I'll say it again. God's way of meeting the needs of his people is through sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping is not a promise. It is a covenant. Wealth and riches is a promise. Sowing and reaping is a law. It's a law. If I drop my Bible from my hand, which way is it going? It'll work how many times? Suppose I'm not feeling too good. Will it still work? I want to show you something now, because it'll work on a certain level for an unbeliever. But they can't get the fullness of it. They can't get the 30, 60, 100 fold, because that has to be done by faith. This is very important. And this law, Lord have mercy. You stay here, because I'm telling you how I got to where I am. You and I have been trained that if we do give something, it's gone. That is programmed down here. In our conscious mind, we might say, praise the Lord, I'm gonna sow this seed, so forth. Well, we sow that seed, and then go home that night and say, man, I never should have gave that money, boy. That money, you follow what I'm saying? I wanna get into this, because God is telling us to do some things. But you can't do it if you're looking at the job as your source, because you may not go to that teaching job because it don't pay enough. He didn't say wealth and riches is going to be in your house if you're doing something else other than teaching. The Word of God is God's platform for your prosperity. All right, let me do the last thing. Let's go over. No, let me just tell you something first, and then we go over there. See, inside of us, we've been programmed. We have been programmed that if you ever give this money, it is gone. But we have to reprogram. Do you realize that most of your programming came through the ages of zero? That means when you were born. And 12 years old, that most people are what they are, whatever was programmed at that time, that's where they went. That's right. Something like 90% of your programming came at that time. All right? Now, if you look at it, a lot of folk repeat the generation that passed before them. And the reason why you do is because you were around that programming. And you don't do anything but just step right into it again. See, I told you about my dad, and he you lift up the trunk of his car, and it was pure junk. It was stuff. He's going on to be with the Lord, bless his heart. But that trunk, you know, you couldn't even find the spare tire. And I'd ask him, I said, Dad, why you carry around all this junk? That's not junk, son. You never know what you may need. Now, the next thing I know, I'm getting a new car. And without me being aware of it, I'm putting everything in the trunk. Now notice how it passed from one generation to another. Even though I didn't like it.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Are y'all with me here? See, this whole deal of poverty has nothing to do with color. We're gonna learn some things in here. Now it's gonna make the devil mad. But the sower soweth the word. So my point to you is, if you're still struggling, then what happened is you got excited when I brought the word, but you never went home and took the word and reprogrammed yourself. The human being is the only creature that is self-programmable. Folks, what you are right now is what's written on your hard drive. And try to go beyond it. Your body will even quiver. I've had it. I've tried to take somebody beyond it, and I'm telling you, they had heart palpitations. They had to take them to the hospital. Told them that they're going to bring the Sunday school teacher next Sunday. I can't do that, Pastor. I said, wait a minute, you don't know what you can do? I mean, you got potential inside. No, I can't do it. I said, listen, just hold on. Between that Sunday and the Sunday they were supposed to be, they went to the hospital twice. And they have never gone to the hospital for their heart before. What's happening? The subconscious is telling the whole physiological system, shut down. Don't go beyond that line. And there are people that will fight you to stay in bondage. They will fight you. They'll talk about you like I don't know what, just to stay in bondage. I know I'm preaching. And all the time, God told you that wealth and riches shall be in your house. God told you you'll be the head, not the tail. That you'll be the lender. Come on. Not the borrower. But how many folks still borrowing? See? And when I talk about it, some of them get, I ain't gonna come back to that church no more. This is the place you ought to be. See, that image is fighting you rooting it out. So don't get mad at me. Get glad.
Hallelujah. Glory. Say it, Pastor.
Get glad. Folks, it's everything. It's racism. All that stuff is built on it. Folks are around. They're programmed. That these people, you don't like these people. Don't so forth. Just program it. And they hate them to the point that they want to kill them. That's a program, folks. You're not made like that. That's the enemy has done this. Are you following what I'm saying? But now we can go beyond that place. And to get out, sometimes you got to break out. You got to break out. And that includes your giving. And that's why every now and then the Spirit of God speaks to me, my wife, say, all right, add 2% to your tithe. Now, every time we do, I say, man, that check, all that going for tithe, whoa. That's because my flesh is rebelling. But look at the end of the year, my W-2, woo, made more than I ever made before. Why? Because many times when you're moving out, your flesh has been trained to keep you where you were. And you got to move on out regardless of it. Just obey the word. Hear it and do it. And then go home and go to sleep. Don't sweat it. Don't stay up all night. Boy, I never should have sown that last month. See, you're going to talk yourself out of it. Don't do that. Stay right with it. See, folks, let me tell you something. I heard this today. Winter is necessary because it's designed to destroy parasites. Everything that's hanging on you. See, parasites die with cold weather. And everything that's hanging on you when you're going through that winter, they die. Say amen to that. And when you first get into this, I'm telling you, things are dying, man. Because they mad. They don't want to give you up. They want you to stay right where you are. They want you to keep shouting at them kids. They want you to go to the grocery store. Can't quite buy what you want, so they want to keep you right where you are. But you're going to have to break out. You're going to say, no, I'm buying this name brand bread right here. I'm going to fill this tank up. If it takes every dime I got, fill it up. And so forth. You got to break out. Say, I'm breaking out. And then while you're putting it in there, even though your hand might be shaking on that nozzle, you just keep saying, but my God shall supply all my need. Are you following what I'm saying? It may not feel good to your flesh, but your spirit is rejoicing. Your spirit says, hallelujah. Let's keep it going. Fill that rascal up. Is somebody here? No, you give. And it shall be. Not might be. Shall be given unto you. Good measure. Come on. Press down. Come on, increase. Shaking together. Uh-huh. And run it over. Keep going. Shall men give into your bosom. And they're going to give into your bosom. Are you with me now? So what does he say? Be not conformed to this world. Because this world has to work for a living. But be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Every tree in you that the Father has not planted, I decree and declare it shall be rooted out. Now give the Lord a praise for it. Come on, give him a praise for it, because you are coming out in 2009. This year is the year of your manifestation. Whatever God said in his word shall manifest in your life this year. Yeah. Yeah. This is it. This is it. And you don't let anybody else write your script, because nobody can script you but God. And somebody has scripted how far you're going to go, how much you're going to make, how what you can have, and what you can do. Destroy that. Rewrite the script in your life with your tongue. Say what God said about you, even when you're in your worst predicament. God says you are royalty. Say it. God says wealth and riches are in your house. Say it. God says
process. Now, don't let this slip. Nobody has a right to tell you what you can be. I said before, some people say, well, the doctor gave them a death sentence. I said, no one has the right to tell you how long you're going to live but Almighty God. No one. You get your mouth right and you start saying what God said. You are not working for a living. You're working for a giving. And when you do give, he's going to multiply it 30, 60, 100-fold. Because you, from this day forward, are increasing more and more. You and your children. Now shout about it and let the Lord do it in your life. You will not be where you are this year, next year, because you are on the increase. Does this make sense to you? Now you start talking like you're increasing. Start thinking like it. Start looking at that new house. Get you a magazine. Come on now. If you want to look at a 5-bedroom, look at it. If you want to look at a 9-car garage, look at it. Come on now. See, I know somebody may not like it, but they got no right to tell you what you can have. No right. Well, you know, Pastor, I know you talking about the airplane and all that. You know, that airplane and all that. That I don't know what a preacher should have that. I said, well, what religion are you? I'm Catholic. I said, well, the Pope got one. See, they're always trying to put you up against somebody. Put me up against Jesus. Put me up against God. He's my Father, and he tells me what I can do. Tell you. So I'm here to tell you right now. Rewrite your hard drive. Lord, I'm preaching now. Rewrite the script of your life. Create your world with your words. Don't let anybody tell you from this day forward who you're going to be. The enemy has tried to control us too long, but whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. Give the Lord a praise. Woo-wee! Oh, that stuff make you want to shout, don't it? It's shouting time. I said it's shouting time. That's when the walls fall down. When you start to shout. The enemy don't want you to shout. But that's when the walls got to come down. You got to shout about it. Try to make you stay quiet. I got to shout. I said I got to. You know that scripture that says, though we walk in the flesh,
We do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling. Strong. Watch me, watch me, watch me. Do this right here. You're going to have a turnaround in your life starting tonight. Is the Messiah. Come on. How many millionaires I got in here right now? How many billionaires I said wealth and riches. All right. Take your seats, please. Prepare your tithes and your offerings. Don't let nothing speak to you except the Spirit of the living God. He'll tell you exactly what to do because you are headed for the breakthrough. This is your night, and don't let the devil steal it. You will never be broke another day in your life. This is your time. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Shonda. I said Shonda. I'm telling you, folks, when you get ready to do this, you got to be bold. Because the enemy almost try every trick in the book to keep this harvest from coming forth in your life. But he is a liar. He is the father of lies. If he says you broke, that's because you're rich. If he says you can't make it, that's because you can. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that anointing removes burdens and destroys yokes. Praise God. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying over here? Over here. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Now, don't let anybody talk you out of what I just said. I don't care what your condition is. I don't care. Well, I just came out of prison. Doesn't make any difference. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. Come on now. You're going to rewrite the script. That's why you ain't going back in there. You rewrite the script right now in your life. Amen. Well, somebody over here is going to be very rich. Somebody right over here. Now, the thing about it is you got to have increase on your mind. Because for us to do the job like God is calling us to do it, for building churches and all of that stuff, we'd like to put out 50 new churches this year. And that's going to take increase to make that happen. Say amen to that. God has sent you here for a purpose. You would not be sitting here listening to my voice if God didn't plan for you to be increasing. This is your day. This is your day. Come on now. Okay, praise God.